Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
Section A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Kitty does housework at home and now is washing dishes after dinner.
Kitty does housework at home and now is washing dishes after dinner.
2. Being a dentist is one of my dream jobs since I was a child.
Being a dentist is one of my dream jobs since I was a child.
3. Have you heard about a car accident on your way home?
Have you heard about a car accident on your way home?
4. Don't forget to write down the correct address on the envelope.
Don't forget to write down the correct address on the envelope.
5. Will you feel nervous when you are making a public speech?
Will you feel nervous when you're making a public speech?
6. My brother loves chatting online with his friend.
My brother loves chatting online with his friend.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 7.How much are these hamburgers?
£1 each.
Can I have 4, please?
Question. How much will the woman pay for the hamburgers?
How much are these hamburgers?
£1 each.
Can I have 4, please?
Question. How much will the woman pay for the hamburgers?8. Where is my cup? I can't find it in the kitchen.
I saw it in the sitting room just now.
Question. Where may the man's cup be? Where is my cup? I can't find it in the kitchen.
I saw it in the sitting room just now.
Question. Where may the man's cup be?
9. Jack, how old is your pet dog?
He is 1.5 years old. How about yours, Kitty?
My puppy is 1 year older.
Question. How old is Jack's pet dog?
Jack, how old is your pet dog?
He is 1.5 years old. How about yours, Kitty?
My puppy is 1 year older.
Question. How old is Jack's pet dog?
10. I'd like to see a live concert this Friday evening. Would you join me?
Great. Shall we find a place to have dinner together before the concert starts?
Of course. Let's meet at the office building.
Question. What will they probably do?Before the concert starts.
I'd like to see a live concert this Friday evening. Would you join me?
Great. Shall we find a place to have dinner together before the concert starts?
Of course. Let's meet at the office building.
Question. What will they probably do before the concert starts?11. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green?
Sorry, he's not in at the moment. May I take a message?
I'm the reporter from China Daily, and I want to interview Mr. Green.
Okay then, tomorrow morning 10 o'clock will be fine.
Question. What's the woman's job? Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green?
Sorry, he's not in at the moment. May I take a message?
I'm the reporter from China Daily, and I want to interview Mr. Green.
Okay then, tomorrow morning 10 o'clock will be fine.
Question. What's the woman's job?
Dad, how can I go to the railway station?
You can take the underground, and the underground station is around the corner.
I'm a bit in a hurry. Can you call a taxi for me?
Don't worry, I can give you a lift there.
Question. How will the girl go to the railway station? Dad, how can I go to the railway station?
You can take the underground, and the underground station is around the corner.
I'm a bit in a hurry. Can you call a taxi for me?
Don't worry, I can give you a lift there.
Question. How will the girl go to the railway station? Would you like to make candles in the art lesson?
I'm looking for something different. What about soaps?
That's a good idea. Everyone needs soaps.
Question. What will the men most probably make in the art lesson?
Would you like to make candles in the art lesson?
I'm looking for something different. What about soaps?
That's a good idea. Everyone needs soaps.
Question. What will the men most probably make in the art lesson? Have you decided our research topic for the school trip next week?
What about the city food and its culture?
Or maybe the national parks and the environment nearby?
Then let's vote in our group and make a final decision.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? Have you decided our research topic for the school trip next week?
What about the city food and its culture?
Or maybe the national parks and the environment nearby?
Then let's vote in our group and make a final decision.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? Section C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about Tim Bond, the manager.
What's the problem?
Since Sandy left the department, I feel like I've been asked to do all her work as well as mine. I have to attend too many meetings and work on unnecessary paperwork.
I'm sorry to hear that, but surely that showed Mr. Bond trusted you.
Yes, but I don't feel good. Other clerks leave early.And they don't have such a lot of work to do.
Do you think it's because Mr. Bond doesn't realize what you are doing? Have you approached Mr. Bond about this problem?
I've tried, but whenever I go to his office, he is either in meetings or he is never there.
Well, it would be better if you find him directly. Try to solve the problem yourself. Why don't you send an email asking for a meeting with him in private?
I'd be a bit worried. I don't know what to say.
Well, firstly, you'll need to plan what you are going to talk about before going ahead. You can always take notes as a reference. This shows that you have considered what you need to discuss.
Okay, I'll send him an email now, and we'll see what happens from there. Thanks for your advice.
Good luck, and let us know the result.
Now, listen again, please.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about Tim Bond, the manager.
What's the problem?
Since Sandy left the department, I feel like I've been asked to do all her work as well as mine. I have to attend too many meetings and work on unnecessary paperwork.
I'm sorry to hear that, but surely that showed Mr. Bond trusted you.
Yes, but I don't feel good. Other clerks leave early, and they don't have such a lot of work to do.
Do you think it's because Mr. Bond doesn't realize what you are doing? Have you approached Mr. Bond about this problem?
I've tried, but whenever I go to his office, he is either in meetings or he is never there.
Well, it would be better if you find him directly. Try to solve the problem yourself. Why don't you send an email asking for a meeting with him in private?
I'd be a bit worried. I don't know what to say.
Well, firstly, you'll need to plan what you are going to talk about before going ahead. You can always take notes as a reference. This shows that you have considered what you need to discuss.
Okay, I'll send him an email now, and we'll see what happens from there. Thanks for your advice.
Good luck, and let us know the result.
Section D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
We're going to graduate from school. All of us want to express thanks to our teachers. There are some suggestions. Suggestion 1. Say something that is important to your teachers. Nowadays, the most annoying thing for teachers is that they don't know what the children are thinking, so what they want is to tell the truth. It would be nice if every child could say a few words to their teachers. Suggestion 2. Send a card to the teacher. As a teacher, the happiest thing is to see students become talents. So write a letter to your teacher and tell him about your situation about learning. When the teacher receives the letter, he must be very happy. Suggestion 3. Get excellent grades and make teachers happy. The teachers are proud of good students and hope every student has a good future. Therefore, I think as a student, it is the most meaningful thing to study hard. Suggestion 4. Send red pens to the teachers. Perhaps the teachers cannot accept expensive gifts, but sending some red pens to express gratitude is very suitable. When teachers correct students' homework, they certainly use a red pen. So a red pen is the most suitable present.
Now listen again, please.
We're going to graduate from school. All of us want to express thanks to our teachers. There are some suggestions. Suggestion 1. Say something that is important to your teachers. Nowadays, the most annoying thing for teachers is that they don't know what the children are thinking, so what they want is to tell the truth. It would be nice if every child could say a few words to their teachers. Suggestion 2. Send a card to the teacher. As a teacher, the happiest thing is to see students become talents. So write a letter to your teacher and tell him about your situation about learning. When the teacher receives the letter, he must be very happy. Suggestion 3. Get excellent grades and make teachers happy. The teachers are proud of good students and hope every student has a good future. Therefore, I think as a student, it is the most meaningful thing to study hard. Suggestion 4. Send red pens to the teachers. Perhaps the teachers cannot accept expensive gifts, but sending some red pens to express gratitude is very suitable. When teachers correct students' homework, they certainly use a red pen. So a red pen is the most suitable present. This is the end of the listening comprehension.